In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that he sends us out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Not a particularly happy thought, if you are the lamb. And yet at the same time, there is the guarantee from our Lord that he is with us, that it's his work that we're doing. The laborer he talks about deserves his wages. He's going to take care of us. But we have to understand when we even say that, what we mean. Listen to again what St. Paul talks about. We're fools for Christ. We're weak. We are dishonored. We hunger and thirst. We're naked and buffeted. We have no fixed abode. We toil. We're persecuted and we bear with it. We're reviled and we blessed. We're maligned and we entreat. We become the refuse of the world, the offscouring of all. Lambs in the midst of wolves. That's what's being talked about. Now, we could ask ourselves, why would God allow this? I thought God was going to protect them. If they're doing the work of the Lord, how come he's not protecting them? He is protecting them perfectly. It's like, no, but if the world thinks that they're a bunch of nuts and they revile them and they persecute them, isn't that exactly what they did to our Lord? It's what they're going to do to anybody who tries to do the work of God. But again, we ask why. It's because God wants us to be perfect. He wants us to be holy. We tend to do things because we want to do them. We tend to do things in the way that we want to do them. It's not necessarily the way that God wants something done. It's not necessarily doing God's work. Oh, yeah, we're doing things for the Lord, but we're doing it because we want to do it. And we want to do it our way, not necessarily his way. And so all that has to be purified. You can see it even with some of the letters of St. Paul. You can see the progress as he's making through the spiritual life. And he himself even admits it. So again, this isn't anything talking out of school in any way. He talks about how arrogant he was. He talks about how angry he was. And you can see it in some of the letters. The earlier ones comes through very clearly. And you can see in some of the later letters the humility that is there, the gentleness that is there. How did he overcome all those things? By being thought a fool, by being buffeted, by being reviled, by being persecuted, all those different things that happened to him to be able to help him to be humble, to help him to be charitable, to help him to get the focus off of himself and put it onto Jesus and onto the souls whom he was trying to convert. All we have to do is think about it and ask yourself, how many people do you think are going to listen to us if we go out and start doing something in an angry, arrogant, judgmental, nasty way? People are going to say, who are you? And we'll say, well, I'm preaching about the Prince of Peace. I'm talking about the one who's humble and the one who's gentle and meek and so on. And they'll look at us and go, and you're exactly the opposite. So if that's what he's about, why would I want to be part of it if this is the fruit of it? So we have to learn humility and meekness and gentleness and all the things. And we only learn those by having to go through it all. So the thing we then have to ask ourselves is, are we willing to be sent out as lambs in the midst of wolves? In other words, are we willing to be a spectacle? Are we willing to be fools for Christ? Are we willing to be persecuted for the sake of Christ? Are we willing to be reviled? And not just are we willing to go through it, but as St. Paul says, are we willing to bless the people who revile us? Are we willing to pray for the people who persecute us? Are we willing to respond with charity to the things that come against us that are not charitable? That's the Christian way. This is not easy. And how do we learn it? Only by having to do it. That's the point St. Paul is making, and that's the point Jesus is making. That's what it is to be sent out as lambs in the midst of wolves. They're going to try and tear us apart, but the Lord is going to bring good out of it. And so we look at the saints, they are indomitable. No matter what happened to them, the more that they tried to destroy them, the stronger they became. It doesn't make any sense on the natural level, but that's because they're not just operating on the natural level. On the natural level, if we're persecuted, we don't just usually bear with it. If we're reviled, we don't usually bless. If all these bad things happen, we don't usually respond with charity. But on the supernatural level, by the grace of God, that's exactly what we're able to do. But that means we have to turn to God, which, again, is not natural, it's supernatural. So naturally, we try to use our own strength, our own wisdom, our own ability, and so on, and it doesn't work. It's what St. Paul recognized. So therefore, it's only the wisdom of God, the strength of God, the grace of God. That's what we have to learn, to turn to that, to ask Him for that, to cooperate with it, so that we can be purified, so that we can truly be the witnesses to Christ in the world. When we're doing that, it's not going to matter to us if we're a spectacle. It's not going to matter to us if people think we're fools, because it's the Lord that we're about, not us. Who cares what they think of us? All that matters is that they know the Lord Jesus so that their souls can be saved. They think we're a bunch of idiots. Let them think it, because it doesn't matter. All that matters is the knowledge and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dominus vobiscum.